Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. That's a little ZZ Top in the background there, bringing us back. Very excited about having Nicole Gelinas back on the show. Nicole is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is a fellow at Manhattan Institute. She's a contributor to City Journal. She's the author of the outstanding book, After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. And boy, howdy, has she got that subtitle right. And she's our good friend, Nicole. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. And Nicole, you know, every day that goes by, I think about your subtitle, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. And we're going to talk in a minute about the S&P and a couple of other things, Standard & Poor's warning in a second. I am convinced more and more every day that Wall Street is the enemy of capitalism, that Wall Street is more about management capitalism than it is investor capitalism. And when I look at Wall Street as an investor, as someone who has and is capable, I'm not an expert. I'm far from an expert when it comes to investing this in stocks. But I don't look at Wall Street, and I don't see anything but something I don't want to touch, because I'm not smart enough. I'm not plugged in enough. I'm not connected enough. I'm not part of that world. I don't trust Wall Street. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a big problem, because, you know, Wall Street, properly governed by rules that allow for free market forces to work, you know, you need Wall Street. You need an industry to allocate capital to other industries. You need investment advisors, just like you need doctors and lawyers and accountants and other professionals to help you manage your money so you don't have to spend all day doing it. But the problem is there's no market discipline on Wall Street, and so you don't have that. You have an industry that isn't really supporting the rest of the economy, but really competing with the rest of the economy, and that's not a good thing. And unfortunately, since 2008 crisis began, the rules that we've put in place, Dodd-Frank Act from last July, now almost a year, and there's a few good things in that law, but most of it doesn't fix the problem that you've got these large, complex financial firms immune from market discipline. And you don't want any company in any industry immune from market discipline, whether it's fast food or any other industry. It just so happens that this is the one. And it's very bad for Wall Street in the long term, and it's bad for Main Street, too.
Well, see, that's exactly right. See, I don't see, not that I'm, you know, plugged in to a great degree, but you know, I'm a pretty interested and reasonably savvy observer of what's going on in the economy, Nicole. I think, I mean, I live, eat, and breathe this stuff, and I don't see a lot of benefit for Main Street coming out of Wall Street like I used to. The capital formation you talked about, the allocating capital, I don't see that as much of that. In fact, over the last several years, I see more damage to Main Street from Wall Street than I do benefit from them. And you've heard the term that Wall Street is a leading indicator of the economy. Therefore, you know, with Wall Street doing what it's doing right now, it should be a leading indicator of good things to come for the Main Street economy. But I'll tell you, Nicole, I've decided that Wall Street is only a leading indicator of itself.
Yeah, I think that's true right now, particularly because of Federal Reserve policy. You know, Bernanke had his first press conference yesterday, very, very interesting, although no news was made.
Right.
But the problem is that the Fed, you know, not just Bernanke, but the other voters on the board, too, they've kept interest rates at 0%, close to 0%, for almost 3 years
and
now.
And printed trillions of dollars of money out of thin air, fiat money.
Right, and their point is they want all of this money going into the economy to push the price of assets up so that people feel wealthy and
trying to
spend more money.
Primarily trying to drive real estate prices up.
Yeah, and that's not...
It isn't working.
It's not a very good way of dealing with our problems. The problem is real estate prices, obviously everyone knows they were way, way too high during the bubble in a lot of parts of the country, still haven't come down to where they should be. That goes for... commercial real estate, housing, multifamily.
But Nicole, as a consequence of all this money that the Fed has pumped into the economy to try to get it to Main Street, it's primarily residing on Wall Street now. It's driving up assets, equity assets, and commodities. It's driving up those prices, which I think are unintended consequences. And we're going to talk about this from Nicole, folks. This is affecting you and me and our small businesses right now. You're feeling the pressure in higher prices of goods and services right now, aren't you? But you're not able to raise your prices. That's the problem. We'll come back. We're going to talk about that. Plus, what did S&P say about the good faith and credit of the United States? After these messages, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.